It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, January 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. An influenza-related quarantine at the Mesa County Jail is over. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Up to 9 inmates with the flu at the Mesa County Jail were quarantined for a 5-day period that ended earlier this week. Heather Benjamin with the Mesa County Sheriff's Office says the ill men were placed in 2 separate pods or sections during that period.
So those 2 pods were quarantined in the sense that no new inmates were moved into those pods and no inmates were moved out.
Benjamin says there's a medical team at the jail with someone there 24 hours a day, and the jail does offer free flu shots to inmates. Overall, influenza has hit Mesa County hard. So far, more than 96 flu-related hospitalizations and 1 death have been reported by the county.
In comparison, last year, for the entire flu season, we had 72 hospitalized cases here in Mesa County.
That's Veronica Dane Harvey with the Mesa County Health Department.
Unfortunately, this year the flu vaccine wasn't a great match for the strain of flu virus that is circulating, and so that's the likely culprit for why we have seen some more severe influenza cases this year. Many of the people who have been hospitalized for influenza have been elderly.
The state reports more than 2,500 people have been hospitalized with the illness this season, which runs from late September through mid-May. That's the highest number reported since Colorado started tracking cases in 2004. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
It's going to be easier for residents of Nuclea and anyone visiting to get around town or into the wilderness. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Montrose County recently passed an ordinance making it legal to drive ATVs and side-by-sides down 25 Mesa Road, the connecting road between Nuclea and Forest Service land. Nuclea is also working on their own ordinance to allow them in town. Tracy Smith is the clerk for Nuclea.
Because we're a small town and pretty rural, a lot of the citizens use them for farming, and then they also use them for recreation. And I know that having to load it in a trailer just to drive it to the Forest Service land and ride it is sort of a problem, and they've just wished that they could use it, especially in the summer, and to be able to get around without having to use your main vehicle would be beneficial to them.
Not only making things easier for residents, the new ordinances might bring in some tourism.
We've talked to a few other towns that have incorporated this type of ordinance, and they do say that it does tend to bring a few of those ATV clubs and things around because they're always looking for somewhere new to ride and some new terrain to cover, so we're hoping so.
Smith says that they're trying to enact a safe and responsible ordinance.
No one has really voiced a fear of more accidents and injuries. I think it's more just making sure that young people under the age of 16 aren't just out on the street riding around. We're being very, very cautious in our efforts to make sure that this is something that will work for the long term. Once we get our ordinance kind of put together, we will be getting in touch and having a sit down with Montrose County Sheriff to make sure that we're addressing any concerns that they might have and that they will help with monitoring the use of those ATVs on town streets.
She says Nuclea's ordinance should be ready by the beginning of March. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
There was a break-in last week at Hayes Drugstore in downtown Paonia. The police are still investigating, but it appears the burglars stole prescription medication. Officials say they don't know what kind of medications were taken yet because they're waiting for the pharmacy staff to inventory. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Colorado has one of the highest rates in the nation for prescriptive pain pill abuse. While Montrose County grapples with the rising costs of its 911 call center, the Grand Junction Police Department is looking ahead to finance problems of their own. Mike Nordine is the Deputy Chief of Police with the GJPD. He recently gave a presentation about their call center and says that keeping up with the times, like being able to receive 911 texts, can be costly. They've also seen an increase in call traffic.
In 2014, we had just under 300,000 telephone transactions handled by our communication center. That resulted in just under 150,000 incidents, which is an event handled by either law enforcement, fire, or EMS agencies in Mesa County.
That's a lot of volume, especially for that size of staff.
The national recommendation or the national standard for incidents per proficient telecommunicator is at 4,000 a year. For the last 3 years, we have been well over that amount. This past year, 2014, our average was over 5,100 incidents per year per telecommunicator. So we are doing okay, but there's a lot of pressure on our staff in trying to keep up with that kind of a workload.
Nordine says that while they're doing all right now, that won't always be the case. To help cover the costs that loom on the horizon, they're starting to brainstorm ideas now. They're considering expanding coverage to share in the cost, privatizing the service, pushing for statewide funding, or a local tax increase. Colorado's Joint Budget Committee is still at odds over the program that allows people who are in the country illegally to get a state driver's license. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The Department of Revenue collects fees from applicants to support the program. The department was asking the Budget Committee to spend money it already had to keep it. Democratic Budget Committee member Pat Stebman urged Republicans to vote yes.
We budget to fund current law. You know, there's things that I've voted against in the past and vote once they became law, sat at this table and voted for their funding.
The proposal failed on a 3-3 tie vote, effectively killing the program Democrats passed in 2013 when they had the majority. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally, the head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency told a small crowd in Aspen last week that action on climate change is needed now. The administrator, Gina McCarthy, timed her visit with the Winter X Games to reach a younger crowd. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
McCarthy's visit was in conjunction with Protect Our Winters, a climate change advocacy group led by snow sports athletes. Standing next to the ski gondola, McCarthy emphasized how action on climate change is critical to economies like Aspen's.
Having snow here is an important thing. It's not just important for the athletes that come here and for the kids that want to be here and take advantage of this, for the families that come, but it is an economic issue for this local community.
McCarthy was joined by the head of the Aspen Skiing Company and X Games athletes. Her agency is implementing President Obama's Climate Action Plan, which calls for reducing pollution from power plants and cutting energy waste in homes and businesses. I'm Marcy Krivenin in Aspen.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.